Hello and welcome to the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime. The pals are Artura.
Hello, everyone.
And Goza Girls.
Hello.
And I am your host, Ace. In today's episode, we're talking about Little Busters, I Will Protect the World of Saito, aka Little Busters, Sekai no Saito wa Oro ga Mamoru.
You nailed it.
I did. an OVA from 2013. Chose this one because it's something short, and the last two podcasts have been long ones. It was animated by JC Staff, the studio behind Battle Arena Toshinden, Voltage Fighter Gokaiser, and Yohane the Parhelion Sunshine, which we all covered for this podcast.
I did think the name sounded familiar when you said it.
Yeah, every time it's a familiar studio, I remove one of the like random anime that I've added on the list and just add whatever anime we covered in the podcast to the list. But since it's only three, next time JC Staff comes up, I'm going to have to get rid of Battle Arena Toshinden, sorry.
What we could just do is watch all of them from one kind of like animation studio and then just flex being like, all of which we watched on this very podcast. One day. Oh wait, no, because not all of them are going to be OVAs. Damn it.
Well, we'll find a hentai studio. Little Busters, I Will Protect the World of Saito currently has a MyAnimeList score of 7.32. This is based on the game Little Busters, developed by Key in 2007. And it got a English version much more recently released on Steam.
Worth noting, just for those who don't know, it's by the same creators of Clannad, which caught me off guard, but you know what? I was happy and pleasantly pleased with it.
A visual novel developed by Key, gasp.
Like gasp.
My synopsis is, looking to liven up the school day, it's a tournament arc. Atsura, what do you have?
Riki Noah takes on the challenge to increase his battle rank, though a mysterious challenger may just beat him to first place.
Okay, and goes?
In the far future of 2012, teenagers have to beat the crap out of each other using random objects they find. A stroller? Good one. A live cat? Fair play. Your limited edition copy of Baby's Day Out starring Joey Pants? Let's go.
Okay, the OVA starts with, well, I should state that this OVA was released separately to the TV series adaptation, but it like takes place in the same universe. Not sure when, though. Anyway, it starts with we open on the school cafeteria with Kyosuke reading a touching manga whose cover depicts something else. Not quite sure what they were getting at by showing it and lingering on the cover for a few seconds there.
Well, I mean, the cover was just pure artistic bliss, obviously. You know, you have the half unexpected nudity butt that pops up from the male, and also just like the guy that's hung from his arms. It's actually kind of creepy when you look at it closely.
It looks kind of cool.
Masato asks how to improve their ranking because his is currently Space Idiot. And Kyosuke suggests creating a ranking system so that a person can only challenge the person above them in rank. The current rankings being Kengo, Rin, Masato, Kyosuke, and then five others who aren't currently there. And I should have written their names down because they do later turn up. Before adding Riki, the protagonist, at 10th.
I like because in this part, Riku is like, I'm fifth, right? And he's like, no, you're last. And it's like, wait, but there's only five people. And he's like, no, I'm not done, Riki. Be quiet. I'm still naming people.
I didn't name all the other people in the school.
You're not fifth. You're not 10th. You are 487th.
Yeah, because apparently there's a lot of people in that school.
Riki's like, we have a lot of people.
It's like a secret society.
Masato challenges Rin, and then we get the opening titles. The theme song, I believe, is the same one used in the normal anime.
Yes.
We open back on Masato having won the fight, without us seeing the fight. Unfortunately, only the loser can change their title, or have their title changed, so he is still Space Idiot, and his only recourse is to reach number one. We then cut to girls changing. It's the ones who Kyosuke listed would be 6th through 9th in the ranking, which meant I had to scrub back and find out their names. Kirigawa tells Mio that she should be more like Komari. When we cut to unexpected nudity, Mio is there in the shower room with a notepad jotting down what Komari is doing. This continues to PE and Komari gets upset, running off. This particular scene saved the animation team lots of time because you see it like 6 times.
Yeah, it appears so much, but honestly, I should have been upset, but every time it popped up, I was more happy with it. It was one of those jokes that the more it happens, the funnier it was. So I don't know. I'm all for it.
Kurugawa admits to Ricky that she's doing this for her own amusement, and then tells Mio to reply to everything that Masato says with, "I am Mio-chan, and you are dog vomit." She does this, and it clearly upsets Masato. Kurugawa explains to Riki that she's only doing this to illustrate to Mio that she doesn't have to think to have fun. I don't know, I think she was just being mean.
Message came across not well at all. I
think she's just trying to excuse her own delinquent behavior.
Delinquent? Okay, that's a little far.
I'm totally not doing this for my own amusement. I'm trying to teach them something valuable.
We cut to Riki and Mio about to battle, when Mio suddenly a mad scientist club, and Mad Suzuki explains that they want to study the chemical NYP, which is short for No Idea Why You Have It Power. Somehow. Well, he tries to explain that, but Kyosuke calls for people to throw random objects into the ring, making everyone clearly ignore Mad Suzuki. It turns out, however, that they have found a way to harness NYP into cyber weapons, which Mio now wields, and she loses.
Might I add, because this is part of it important, so all of the fights are skipped, right? Like, every single fight. So up until this point, I wasn't really sure whether they were really battling it out, you know, fist to fist, or maybe it was a card battle or something. But no, it's just full-blown fighting, apparently. We just don't see the abuse of the characters, which is a shame because it has pretty cool animation style.
Yeah, each time we see the aftermath and they're just surrounded by random things.
I love the one the scientist guy just fell and he was like, "Remember me for this."
How did they get involved?
I have no idea. I didn't know we were allowed to bring friends. I don't even know the rules at this point.
So we cut to some more almost nudity as Nomi is trying to learn how to be cool from Kurugawa. She suggests that Nomi sound foreign by adding "goddamn" at the start of every sentence and "touch me and I'll beat the crap out of you" at the end. I was reading a manga yesterday and two delinquents were saying "bloody Muppet" every time they spoke. And I thought, because they're trying to sound foreign.
So it's the same thing. More delinquent behavior from her. Gosh darn it.
Nomi puts this advice into practice during PE, scaring Kamori away.
Again.
Concerned, she returns to Kurugawa and finally realizes that it actually sounds like she's trying to pick a fight. We then cut to the next fight. "Don't touch me or I'll beat the crap out of you."
Now we're going to have to do that for all of the lights from here onward.
I want to point out that she thought that being cool meant drinking milk so she gets bigger or sounding kind of foreign.
I mean, that is basically the recipe for becoming really cool, right?
I remember when I was a teenager, I thought foreigners were cooler than non-foreigners. So, you know,
Did the foreigners you knew say God damn at the start of every sentence?
I didn't know many foreigners.
And knowing, like, anime tropes, I wasn't sure if she meant drinking milk and getting bigger as in taller or getting bigger breasts.
I think she touched her chest when she said that. So yeah, she means both.
So like, being cool means having big tits and sounding foreign.
The next fight is Ricky and Numi, which he wins by covering her in glue. Since the fights are, there are no fights, from what I could tell, it looks like he just, the fight started, he squeezed the tube and blasted her with glue and then won immediately.
Yeah, basically, it looks like that's what happens, especially because he's just hugging the glue and it's like all deflated. And it's, you know, there's definitely an innuendo there. I mean, I'm pretty sure the whole thing is just an innuendo. Why am I saying innuendo? Are you kidding me? Innuendo. Oh my gosh.
If you, like, take a screen cap, but you cut out the part with the roller, then it's an innuendo.
It's also at this point that we kind of realize that the rules are even more confusing because it doesn't seem like people can pick their own weapons. Because Ricky just looks at it and he's like, how am I supposed to fight with this?
I think they mentioned like training for items. So I think they can, but maybe if they don't, then people just throw random objects at them.
We cut back to the nearly nude with Sagusa telling Kurugawa that she has big breasts. I'm honestly more used to anime characters being more suggestive than outright saying it. Like, you're well developed, or look at those melons. But no, just, you got big boobs.
She knows what she wants to say. But yeah, it's more common to just suggest it, you know, like, oh my gosh, I can't see past your chest.
She asks how to get bigger ones, and Kurugawa tells her to let someone massage them. And luckily the anime didn't go the way I thought it was about to go, because it's Haruka versus Riki, which he wins by binding her in duct tape.
Well, she is dual wielding toothbrushes, so I feel like he did the right thing.
Kurugawa reminds Riki that he's facing her at lunchtime, but as we cut to her drinking tea, she's seemingly attacked by an unseen person. In the classroom, Riki gets a notification that Kurugawa's rank has dropped, but with no details. Back at Kurugawa, she's surrounded by toilet paper, and a masked figure says that they will protect the world of Saito. And then there's a short break, which this is an OVA, it should not have an ad break in it. It also suggests that Rin has regained her rank from Masato, and his title has changed to Losing Because of Special Ability, which he should be happy about because it's no longer Space Idiot.
I don't know, Space Idiot kind of makes you sound like Star-Lord.
I mean, yeah, I'd be happy with Space Idiot.
Right? It's not too bad.
I want to mention that before the protagonist fights is supposed to fight Kurugaya, she says that she's going to show him her unwomanly side, and it's like, as opposed to telling people to say shit to each other and telling people to massage each other's breasts.
He was not present for her telling people to massage their breasts, to be fair.
But she says that, and it's like, I was so womanly till now.
Yeah, towards him, towards other people, she hasn't been very womanly.
I don't know. He was present when Kurugaya told Mio to call the guy dog vomit.
That's a good point.
Well, he was there for the aftermath of that.
Stop making excuses for her.
Okay.
The point is, she says she's gonna show him her unwomanly side when she's gonna fight him, but she hasn't been very womanly till now.
You are telling the truth. Yes, I support Gauze.
Thank you. Vote for me.
We return to Riki with Kurugawa, with her giving a useless description of Mask of Saito. Yes, he was wearing a mask and he said something about Saito. Riki's phone goes and the ranking shows that now Mask the Saito had beaten Kamari. And Kyosuke calls to warn that he's next and that Riki needs to protect Rin before suddenly Kyosuke is attacked. And Mask the Saito moves up again, immediately followed by moving up ahead of Masato.
Are we going to talk about the fact that this was supposed to be, like, you know, all fun and games and they have an app and everything for this? A There's live a... updating app, might I add?
The early days of Apple, there's an app for that. That was a saying. There's an app for that. So, yes, there was an app for this. My issue with the app is that you were only supposed to be able to challenge the person above you, and Mask the Saito just started attacking people above Riki.
Wait a minute, that's a good point. The Master Saito never fought Riki, so how did they pass? Oh no, plot hole.
We cut to Riki and Kengo protecting Rin, but her cat escapes and she disappears because they couldn't follow someone who had to go past them. Like, she had to run past them to get out the door and disappear, and then they decided, hey, we should follow her, this person that just pushed past us. The plot has holes, that's all I'm saying. Riki's phone goes, and we see both Kengo and Rin defeated, and surrounded by ping pong paddles and pillows. And Mask the Saito is looming over them. Back to the baths, with Rin asking Kurigawa for advice this time. She wants to know, what should she ask for advice about? Kurigawa suggests friendships, so she is told to add oop after every time that Kumari says yup. This goes as well as all the other advice.
I mean, if someone was following me saying oop every time I say yup, it really upset me that they keep making me say yup oop.
Kurigawa tells Riki that it wasn't bad advice and is a good way to improve a friendship. We cut to the girls changing, and at this point, we have seen that more times than we have seen fighting, and I seriously misjudged this anime. Masato asks Mio to tell the others to get a move, but she's still saying what Kurigawa told her to, so Masato gets upset again. Out on the field, Riki is confronted by Mask the Saito. Riki is uninterested and walks away, which clearly bothers Mask the Saito, but he slips and uses Riki's first name, which makes Riki stop and turn to face him. A pair face off, Mask the Saito with boxing gloves and Riki with kitchen tongs. Just as Mask the Saito is going in for the finishing blow, Kamari and Rin just walk through the crowd, reading a book out loud, the book which the manga from the start was based on. Mask the Saito falls to his knees in tears, saying that he couldn't hit Riki because he came back for him. And Kyosuke removes the mask and hands it to Riki, because if you hadn't guessed by now, it was him all along.
No, what? Gasp.
Is that why we didn't see him flat on the floor like everybody else who lost a fight? He says that Riki is now the Mask of Saito because he's the strongest. And at his urging, Riki puts the mask on, and this scares everyone.
I mean, he looks like Majora's Mask.
Yes. They celebrate by throwing Riki in the air, and we get the credits with a decent song.
The ending sequence is the same they used for the TV series, but Riki has the mask on.
That's a really nice touch. I like that. We get a post-credits scene, and it's a return to Kurigawa in the bath, this time with Kamari, the only person she hadn't had a bath or shower with. Kamari comments that people have been acting weird lately, but Kurigawa tells it's her imagination. Because she really wants gaslight Kamari.
Damn delinquent. Sorry, goddamn delinquent.
goddamn delinquents, don't touch me or I'll beat you up. Was this a good adaptation?
Well, I looked at the Steam page, and the titles that they get when they kind of get defeated are the same ones they get used to describe them. So, yes.
Yeah, I think it. From the gameplay I saw, it seems like a good adaptation.
I would say no, because the game has baseball. No, the the game actually has a Mask the Saito part where, like, there's this whole mystery about who is Mask the Saito, and they fight using random objects. It comes up on the screen, scrolling through, and you have to like press a button to. It's like a slot machine. You press a button and it stops on whatever random object you get to use in the fight. And so, yeah, that does happen in the game, and it includes Ricky being given the mask and, hey, you're the winner, let's throw you up in the air.
The game also has the same theme song that they use for the opening.
Oh, that's good.
Well, it seems like they really like using the same thing, huh?
It's a good theme.
Same image.
Well, Metal Gear Solid used the same music for how many years? Anyway, is this a Yata, a Nani, or a Baka, Arturo?
I think for me, it's a bit of a reluctant Yata. I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. But obviously, if you don't know the game or the anime or the characters, it's a little overwhelming, and it's a lot of people and a lot of characters, and it feels like it just goes by really quickly, so you don't really get to meet them. But otherwise, I think if I knew the characters and all that, it would be a nice and an enjoyable thing. So, reluctant Yata.
And goes.
I think it's a Yata. I thought it was really well executed. The animation is consistently good. They don't try to animate. They don't go beyond their means and like fall short by animating fight scenes, for example. But yeah, the animation of everything looks really good. Like I even noticed that the mask seems to be CGI, and it like blends perfectly.
I didn't notice that it was CGI, which is pretty good for 2013.
Yeah, and I thought it was amusing. It was entertaining to watch. Like, I didn't know about the VN before. I only heard the theme song somewhere, and I didn't remember what it was. So yeah, I can. Let's say wholeheartedly that it's a Yata.
Okay, for me it's a Yata. I enjoyed it, and now I want to watch Little Busters. I do not want to play it because it's 100 hours, but I do want to watch it.
Oh, come on. You've played the Yakuza games. You can play the game.
Speaking of Yakuza games, after watching this, I went to check the game, as mentioned, and I was disappointed. It's not like a It's a visual novel with like some gimmicks, and like the story is obviously amusing, but I felt like it could be a proper game. Like I feel like there is a place for a game where you're around where you're just walking around the school and people randomly challenge you to a fight, and you pick up random objects and use them in a fight, like Dead Rising.
You just described Pokemon, but school edition.
No, because the fights would be real-time fights, like the Rising.
Our eyes connected. We must now fight.
It's like, it would be like Majima and Yakuza, but it's various characters that you meet. Maybe you need to beat up other students by picking up random objects around the school. I don't know.
Beating up objects by picking up random students around the school?
Yes. I briefly read like descriptions of episodes of the TV show, and I'm pretty sure in the first episode someone picks up a live cat to fight with.
I didn't get the impression that the visual novel focuses on fights a lot. So I'm interested in why the anime focuses on fights.
I think the little busters are like a school baseball team.
Yeah.
But the characters fight each other often, apparently.
Fair enough. So does it deserve its My Anime score of 7.32?
I think it's a great score for it, yeah. I think the animation was good and the story was interesting. I just think if it was longer and introduced people more, it would definitely be received better by people. Though who knows how they actually recreated the characters.
Yeah, it seems like a fine score.
I didn't have any issues with it, so I'd have no problem with it going a bit higher. So that brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you for joining me, Arturo and Gozagoz.
Thank you so much for having us.
And thank you to listening to the Pals Anime Lounge. Better yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGrin.com, finding us on social media, or listen to the Grincast podcast. Until next time, game on.